Hello and welcome to the Proximo Daily. This is your host, Maura Murphy, reporting to you from New York. Today's Thursday, December 5th. Starting off today in Canada, the Canadian Infrastructure Bank is supporting the expansion of the largest port in eastern Canada with a commitment of up to 300 million Canadian in financing to the Port of Montreal's project to build a new container terminal in Contrecoeur. The announcement follows the signing of a memorandum of understanding between the CIB and the port last August to develop the project's financial structure. CIB's financial commitment is a provision of long-term capital to bridge the gap between periods of construction, revenue growth, and achieving profitability of the container terminal. Moving across the pond to the UK, UK battery storage owner and operator Zenobi Energy has raised £25 million of limited recourse debt from Santander UK. The debt comprises of a term loan secured against a portion of its existing battery storage portfolio, a committed facility to finance construction of new projects, and an accordion. In Denmark, EKF, Denmark's export credit agency, has been handled $14 billion by the country's government to finance exports of Danish climate technology. The funding is part of the $25 billion allocated in the budget to Denmark's Green Future Fund. EKF said that it had experienced high demand for Danish climate technology and the financing that is, quote, essential to making green projects a reality. Moving to Germany, Ørsted has signed a 10-year index-fixed-price PPA with a specialty chemicals company, Covestro, for 100 megawatts of output from the planned Bochum Riffgrund 3 offshore wind farm. The subsidy-free 900-megawatt wind farm proposed for Germany's North Sea is expected to be fully commissioned in 2025, subject to Ørsted's final investment decision. Moving to Africa, the African Development Bank has appointed Stephen Nelatambi as acting vice president for the private sector, infrastructure, and industrialization complex. He has been the director for the Financial Sector Development Department of AFDB since its creation in September 2014. He now oversees three divisions: financial inclusion and intermediation, capital markets development, and trade finance. And lastly for today, continuing to move east into Cambodia, the Asian Development Bank has approved a $119.16 million financing package to help modernize and improve the climate and disaster resilience of irrigation systems in four provinces in Cambodia. The irrigation systems covered by ADB's assistance, which is comprised of a $117 million loan and a $2.16 million grant from the Asian Development Fund. The project will help supply water to 43,500 hectares of farmland benefiting 290,000 people, half of whom are women. The Irrigated Agriculture Improvement Project will modernize and climate-proof irrigation systems by remodeling reservoir embankments, pumping stations, drains, and main and secondary canals. And that's all for today. If you'd like to hear more about any of these stories, then please do visit us at proximoinfo.com. Until tomorrow.